ready to dive into something incredible. We're talking Kundalini yoga, but not just the surface level stuff. We're going deep into a whole program, 200 hours of it.
And this isn't your average yoga retreat. This is about serious transformation, backed by some fascinating science.
We're talking about actual changes happening within your body down to a cellular level, and we've got the research to prove it.
We'll be unpacking all of it, from ancient practices to cutting-edge studies, and even get into the nitty-gritty of what you can expect on this 200-hour journey.
Mallorca, in 2025, to be exact, that's where this program, put on by Satana Works, is taking place.
And they get it. Not everyone learns the same way. So they've got options. Go all in with the full immersion experience, or take it at your own pace.
Options are good. But let's talk about who's guiding this transformation, because the instructors for this program are a big deal.
They are. Jugat Guru Singh, for one. This guy's been teaching Kundalini yoga since he was 17.
17.
You heard right, 17. And not just teaching, he was certified by Yogi Bhajan himself, the founder of Kundalini yoga as we know it.
Talk about a direct lineage. And now he leads the Kundalini Research Institute. So he's not just a teacher, he's a leading voice in the field.
Exactly. And that kind of experience is invaluable. Then there's Mariana Harpreet Salinas, the founder of Sadhana Works. Her background is incredibly diverse.
To say the least, she's got a doctorate, she's a gestalt psychotherapist, a craniosacral therapist.
And a family constellation facilitator, which we can get into later. But here's what's really interesting. She's also the Chopra Foundation's regional ambassador in Spain.
Oh, wow. And the president of the Association of Wellness Tourism in Mallorca. That tells you something right there.
It does. This isn't just about teaching yoga poses. It's about advocating for a whole way of life, a holistic approach to well-being. And that's where the science comes in.
Right, because we're not just talking about feeling good here. We're talking about actual changes happening on a physical level because of these practices.
The Chopra Foundation has done some really compelling research on this, looking at how mind-body practices like Kundalini yoga, Tai Chi, even mindfulness can actually influence how your genes express themselves.
Okay, so for those of us who haven't taken a biology class in a while, break that down for us. What does that even mean, influencing your genes?
Think of it this way. Your genes have these little switches that can turn certain functions on or off. And our experiences, especially when it comes to mind-body practices, can actually flip those switches.
So instead of changing our DNA, which we used to think was impossible, we're now finding out that we can influence how those genes actually behave.
Exactly. And that has a huge impact on things like our stress response, our immune system, even how our bodies age. It's pretty incredible.
That's wild. And we're not just talking about theories here. There's actual scientific evidence to support this.
Absolutely. One study focused specifically on Kundalini yoga and its impact on stress levels, both how people perceive their stress and their levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
Stress is something we can all relate to. So what did they find? Did Kundalini yoga actually help people stress less?
It did. And what's really interesting is that people didn't just report feeling less stressed. Mm-hmm. Their cortisol levels actually decreased over time. So it's like rewiring your system to be calmer and more resilient. And that's measurable.
Now that's what I call tangible results. This study also mentioned something else that caught my attention, the potential for Kundalini yoga to help with inflammation.
Yes, the research touched on using practices like Kundalini yoga as a complementary therapy for inflammatory conditions, even mentioning COVID-19.
Now this is where things get really interesting because it suggests that these ancient practices could play a role in modern healthcare. We're talking about possibly supporting the body's ability to heal itself.
It's about tapping into that innate healing capacity we all possess. And this 200-hour program emphasizes that Kundalini yoga isn't just about the physical postures. It's about the interconnectedness of the mind, body, and spirit.
It's about more than just touching your toes. It's about whole person transformation. But before we get too far ahead, let's unpack exactly what that transformation entails. What can someone expect to actually learn and experience during this program?
Well, based on the materials from Sadhana Works, it seems like they delve deep into the practice's rich history and philosophy, exploring the subtle energy systems of the body, like chakras. Chakras, yeah, those are key in Kundalini yoga. They're like these energy centers, right?
Okay, so energy centers.
Located along your spine, each one is connected to different parts of you, physically, emotionally, you know, even spiritually.
So we're tapping into some pretty deep stuff here, huh? But it sounds fascinating, especially when you tie it all back to the science.
Exactly. It's not just ancient wisdom. There's a real connection to how we understand the body and mind today.
So tell me more about what someone could actually expect to learn about chakras during this program. What's covered?
It seems like they go way beyond the basics. You know, instead of just, okay, this chakra is for this, they really dive into how these energy centers actually influence your life and teach you practices to actually balance them.
Now, that's what I call practical application. But speaking of practical, this research on mind-body practices mentioned something else that really caught my eye. The idea that these techniques could actually make other therapies more effective. They even mentioned aging.
Yeah, there's some really promising research on that. It seems like Kundalini yoga, when combined with more conventional treatments, can be super powerful.
So we're talking about an integrative approach.
Exactly. For example, it could be part of a holistic plan for managing chronic pain or maybe even supporting mental health.
It's about having more tools in your toolbox,
yeah,
right? Not necessarily ditching everything else.
Right. It's about empowering people to take control of their well-being. And that's where the real magic happens, when you can take this knowledge off the mat and integrate it into your daily life.
It's about that ripple effect, making those changes that last beyond the 200 hours.
Exactly. So it's not just about the program itself. It's about what you do with it afterward.
Totally. So we've talked a lot about the bigger picture, but what about some specific benefits? Like, can Kundalini yoga help me sleep better, feel happier, or even, like, I don't know, improve my digestion? Asking for a friend.
You and me both. And those are actually all areas where Kundalini yoga has shown a lot of promise. There's research specifically looking at its effects on sleep quality, especially for folks dealing with insomnia.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. But what about mood? Can it actually make you feel happier?
It seems like it can. Research suggests that Kundalini yoga might increase serotonin and dopamine, which are those feel-good chemicals in the brain.
So we're talking about actual neurochemical changes.
Right. Yeah, which of course play a big role in your mood, your motivation, even your sense of reward. And for anyone struggling with digestion, there's evidence that it can help regulate things, reduce bloating, and even improve your gut health overall.
Wow, a triple threat. Mind, body, and gut, all with one practice.
It's pretty remarkable what a consistent practice can do.
Now we've talked about chakras, but what about this whole Kundalini awakening thing? Is that something people should expect to experience in a 200-hour program?
That's a great question, and it deserves a nuanced answer. Mm-hmm. See, a full-blown Kundalini awakening is often portrayed as this dramatic, even explosive experience.
Right, like spontaneous levitation or seeing auras, that kind of thing.
Exactly. But the reality is that it's usually a much more gradual process.
So less about the fireworks and more about subtle shifts.
Exactly. It's about a deeper sense of self-awareness, being more in tune with your energy, maybe even feeling a sense of expanded consciousness.
You're still really cool, but maybe not what people see in the movies.
Exactly. And the beautiful thing about Kundalini yoga is it meets you where you are. It's not about achieving some predetermined level of enlightenment. It's about unfolding your own potential at your own pace.
Which is really what it's all about, right? Discovering what's possible.
And that potential, as we've been discussing, is pretty vast. It's about enhancing your health, managing that ever-present stress, cultivating inner peace, and yeah, maybe even experiencing something a little beyond the everyday.
But, and I think this is important to remember, we've only scratched the surface here.
We've just opened the door a little bit.
Exactly. So in the next part of our deep dive, we're going to explore some of the potential risks and challenges associated with Kundalini yoga, because it's not all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Right. And understanding those nuances can actually make your practice safer and more fulfilling.
It's all about being informed and empowered. But more on that in just a bit. Stay with us. We're back and ready to really dig into the practical stuff, like what does a 200-hour Kundalini Yoga Fundamentals program actually look like?
Yeah, let's get into the nitty-gritty. What will you learn? What kind of practices will you actually be doing?
Because I think sometimes people hear Kundalini and they imagine, like, intense energy, mystical experiences, maybe not your typical yoga class.
Right, it definitely has that reputation. But this program seems pretty approachable, even for beginners. It's about building a strong foundation.
So you don't have to be a seasoned yogi or, like, super spiritual to try it.
Not at all. It's for anyone curious about Kundalini yoga and how it can impact their lives, you know, no matter where they're starting from.
I like it. So break it down for us. What are the key things someone would learn in this 200-hour program?
Well, the Satana Works materials lay out a pretty comprehensive curriculum covering everything from the history and philosophy of Kundalini yoga to actually putting it all into practice.
So it's more than just the physical postures.
Oh yeah, it's way more than that. Kundalini yoga involves a whole range of practices, postures of course, but also breath work, meditation, chanting, even specific hand gestures called mudras.
Mudras, I've heard of those, but what are they exactly?
Think of mudras as hand positions that help direct the flow of energy within your body. They're like an energy tool. They're often used alongside other Kundalini yoga techniques to amplify their effects.
Okay, so it's like a secret language for your energy system or something.
Kind of. And in this program, you learn the mudras that go with the different chakras and energy channels in the body.
Speaking of chakras, we keep coming back to those. Can you remind us what those are again and why they're so important in Kundalini yoga?
Sure. So chakras are these energy centers located along the spine, and each one is connected to different parts of us, physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being.
Gotcha.
Kundalini yoga aims to balance and activate these chakras, leading to, you know, greater health and vitality overall.
It's like you're working on so many levels at once. No wonder people find it so transformative. But let's get back to the program in Mallorca. What would people actually be doing? I noticed they mentioned kriyas. What are those?
Kriyas are basically sets of postures, breath work, and sounds that are designed to create specific effects in the body and mind. Think of them like recipes for transformation.
Instead of baking a cake, you're baking a better you.
Exactly. And each kriya has a unique sequence and rhythm that target specific chakras, energy channels, or systems in the body. So it's a very targeted approach.
So you learn a bunch of different kriyas in the program, and then you can use them on your own later on.
Yes. And you also learn the reasoning behind how they're structured, so you could even start to create your own personalized practices.
Wow, so you're not just following a script, you're learning how to design your own practice.
Precisely. It's about empowering you to become your own healer and guide on your Kundalini journey. They really emphasize that.
That's incredible. But let's be real, not everyone can just pick up and fly to Mallorca for a yoga retreat. Is this program accessible to people who can't attend in person?
Actually, that's one of the unique things about it. Sadhana Works offers both options. You can do the full immersion experience in Mallorca, or there's a self-paced learning format too.
Oh, that's cool. So you can kind of tailor it to your own life and schedule.
Yeah. So whether you want to fully immerse yourself in that beautiful setting or integrate the teachings into your daily routine at your own pace, they've got you covered.
That makes this ancient practice so much more accessible. But it's important to remember that this is just one program, one path into the world of Kundalini yoga, right?
Literally. There are tons of other teachers, styles, lineages out there.
So many ways to explore.
Absolutely. And the key is to find what resonates with you.
This deep dive has given us a taste of Kundalini yoga, but it's up to each person to take the next step and discover what it means for them.
Exactly. It's a personal journey.
As you continue exploring, ask yourself, how can you integrate what we've talked about today, both the ancient teachings and the modern science, into your own life? How can Kundalini yoga help you navigate the ups and downs, find more peace, and really step into your full potential?
Those are the big questions.
And remember, the journey itself is where the real magic happens. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Kundalini yoga. We'll see you next time.